Well, the weekend, how are you feeling?
I feel good. You know, I feel healthy. Last year I didn't get to do spring ball, so this is just, you know, perfect for me because I just love football, being out there with the team, running around, feels good. Having a whole new coaching staff, everything's new. It's just a lot of, you know, just good feels right now.
What's the move been like for you in the scheme? Are you seeing a lot of time on one scrimmage, or are you seeing more time kind of back off of the, you know, typical fourth to be linebacker?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I feel like Coach Tuiaki wants to put me in positions to make plays, and so I've been doing both. I've been on the line of scrimmage and backed off a little bit. But I feel like they're just going to put me in a position to make plays, and I've seen it on the field so far.
What's the difference for you, being able to be on the line, kind of looking down at it, or being off of it?
I feel like
pros and cons to it?
Yeah, you're going to have a feel for it when you're off the line of scrimmage. I haven't, you know, my first years I never did any of that. So, but I feel like I just kind of have a, you know, natural feel for it. It's more reading guards and center rather than tackles, because when you're on the line of scrimmage, you're reading the tackle to the quarterback and running back. But so far, you know, I've got it pretty well.
How's your body feeling? You had surgery last offseason. Mm-hmm. Did you get through the season completely healthy?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel good. I feel great. It's just crazy to think what I can do with a full offseason under my belt, because last season I was trying to recover all offseason, and then heading into fall camp I was just kind of like trying to work my way back to where I was my freshman year. So feels good.
How do you feel like this defense is handling the new scheme as a whole?
As a whole, I feel like everybody's handled it really well. Everybody's excited about it. Just, you know, we're just working a lot on fundamentals right now. People are excited on the field and people are making plays. So overall, I feel like it's been a good change.
How's Francis Bernard looked at linebacker?
He's looked really good, really good. I feel like, he could play either running back or linebacker based on what I saw last year. But so far in camp, he's showed that he's a guy. So, the sky's the limit for him, I think.
How fun is it playing with Troy? What's that been like for the first couple of weeks?
Oh, yeah. It's been fun. You know, it's fun to see, like, when I'm on the field and I look to my left and he's over there covering the receiver. Just, you know, anytime he makes a big play and I run over and, you know, dap him up or jump into him or something, it's fun, you know. And I don't take that for granted. And, it's been great so far.
You helping him adjust to college life in general?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the school part. He's never really been a big school person, but we got lots of help here for him, and so he's been adjusting pretty well to it. But you know, football wise, he's picked it up right away. He's unique because he had a lot of work in high school with man to man, and that's what we're changing to now, and so it's kind of natural for him. And you know, other DBs have to try and get used to that since they've been playing zone for so long, but he's been doing really well with the ones.
Can you compare the energy level between the two coaches? As the Coach Empey last week said that he has his offensive linemen running from place to place. Uh-huh. He's like, hey, hold on, I need to talk to you guys.
Right.
Is that a change, I guess, or are they still encouraging you guys to get to your areas, but at the same time, slow down so we can talk to you before we get off to the next station?
Yeah, they for sure. So, like, we're so, like, about trying to, like, move from place to place within a certain amount of time. Like, you get, like, 30 seconds to go from here to here. That's how it used to be. But now, since it's new scheme and new coaches, like, they want to be able to teach while we're playing. So, they wanted to slow it down a little bit. And, of course, it's going to be an adjustment for us. But I feel like we've adjusted pretty well. It's not too hard to slow it down a little bit.
Still doing the pursuit drill?
no pursuit drill this year. But, you know, I feel like with Coach Mendenhall, he ingrained in us that to be a good defense, you got to run to the ball. And so, like, guys like me and Harvey, like, we're pressing, you know, our players to still run to the ball after, the ball's thrown, or if a running back breaks free, like, you got to sprint to the ball. And so that's still in us. Like, that doesn't just go away.
How's Harvey looking? Because he was banged up last year quite a bit, is he?
Yeah, he last year, freak. First few games, he looked amazing. He could have, he could have left last year if he kept playing the way he was playing. But so far, he looks really good. I mean, no complaints. He works super hard in the weight room. Looks huge, so freak. Pretty good.
Any other questions?
Fred, you might have touched on this. I just came late. Uh-huh. But just as far as the defense cohesiveness from the D-line through the linebackers through the secondary, how's that all coming together as you guys are doing the different schemes and everything?
Yeah, I think everything's coming together pretty well. So right now we're keeping it pretty simple with the defense. We just have a few plays in. So it's not that hard to, like, get a grasp of what we're doing. I feel like you know, linebacker wise, from what I see in our, you know, three guys that we have right now running at the ones that are doing, you know, a really good job. D-line wise, we have a lot of returners. We have guys who move from linebacker to D-line, so that's kind of an adjustment for them. But we have really good DBs coming back, you know, some newer guys, so I feel like we look pretty good cohesive-wise.
With the DBs, having guys, a number of guys that have played mm-hmm. and have playing experience, what difference does that make to you as a linebacker, having those guys with that experience behind you?
Right, yeah, you feel more confident when you have guys who can cover behind you, especially like when we move Micah, who's a corner, to safety. Like, I know that he's going to be able to cover a, you know, seam route if he needs to, and just stuff like that. You can be a little more run-heavy, I guess, which helps us for second, third down and getting off the field. But it'll be a lot better, you know, when we get, like, Kai healthy and stuff like that. So looking forward to that.
Last question.